More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Have you ever walked on the Boise Greenbelt or floated the Boise River? If you have, then you've technically been in Ada County Park. The county manages Barber Park and miles of trails around the Treasure Valley. And after months of work and public input, the county is about to unveil its master plan for its parks and waterways. So we wanted to invite Robbie Susan with Ada County Parks and Waterways back on Idaho Matters to tell us more about this. Nice to have you back, Robbie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So your last master plan was back in 2007, and the county has changed quite a lot since then. So I'm assuming you have had to really kind of relook at what that master plan will be now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, back in 2007, projections for the county population were definitely nowhere near where they are right now. So, you know, we were looking at that 20 years almost to update it and, you know, make sure that we're meeting the needs of an updated community in Ada County.
I mean, this year alone, more than 135,000 people floated the Boise River from Barber Park down to Ann Morrison Park. And those numbers, I mean, they have been on the rise. And that has to do with, of course, more and more people moving here to the Valley. So, Robbie, what kind of changes have you been making to Barber Park over the last 16 years to just accommodate these bigger crowds that seem to be happening every year?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been doing a lot of stuff for what we call, or what's kind of called, queue management. So kind of organizing people into lines in a way that there's clear paths to get around the park. People know where to go, things like that. We've really tried to revamp kind of the launch area for the float season, trying to give people as much space as possible to spread out, blow up their tubes, and get out on the water. We've also done a lot to renovate the drop-off procedure and parking. And we're always trying to come up with new ways to make the process smoother. And, you know, this year was kind of the first year that we've had a lot of these changes kind of working together at once. And we've got a lot of positive feedback.
So you had a public forum back in March as you were putting this new master plan together. So what else did you hear from folks about what they want from Ada County Parks?
Yeah, definitely. So kind of just looking in general, a lot of the things that people are really looking to Ada County, specifically Parks and Waterways, is to, you know, preserve open space, connect trails, connect different places around the county, and then coordinating with other jurisdictions and partnerships to really solidify the, you know, the help and the partnership between everyone that manages trails, greenbelt, open space all around the county.
So you also manage 11 miles of the Boise Greenbelt, which people may not realize that,
right,
which has also had, yeah, and it's had a big spike in usage, of course, once again, thanks to the growth. So what problems or issues are you hoping that this new plan will address?
Yeah, so we're really looking to try to figure out the safest way to manage the Greenbelt. So, so for example, within my county code, there's not necessarily a speed limit, but there is kind of a law where, you know, you should be kind of watching your speed, make sure you're not going too fast. So we're kind of looking at, you know, do we need to implement a speed limit? Do we need to, you know, do like a mixed use lane, do bigger lanes, do a bigger green belt, things like that. And then, yeah, I think one big thing is e-bikes. I think that's a really hot topic right now. And so we're trying to find the best solution for all users on the Greenbelt.
So it's not as if the Treasure Valley is going to stop growing anytime soon. So how will the new master plan do more when it comes to, you know, limited resources, right? Because you don't have, you know, just money falling out of your pockets to be able to do all of this, if that makes sense.
Right. No, definitely not. So kind of what we're using this kind of the survey portion of the master plan is, you know, really looking at the issues that the public wants us to kind of tackle, and then kind of matching it up with our funding and, you know, what the reality of getting these bigger projects done is.
So what kind of budget do you have when it comes to Ada County Parks and the master plan?
You know, it's a little bit less than you might think. I don't know the specific number, but kind of out of all the county taxes that are collected during a tax season, I believe our department gets 0.1% of that funding. So very, very small amount.
So I'm assuming the master plan is a done deal. When will it be unveiled to the public?
Yeah, so this this is actually, we're not quite done yet. So this is just a findings of the key study. So we're very close, we're almost done. So we're kind of projecting sometime this spring, we'll be unveiling our master plan. It'll have to go through the commissioners to make sure it gets approved that way. And then once it's approved, ratified, then that becomes our new master plan going forward there.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us about this new master plan. Looking forward to what it will look like.
Yeah, thank you again for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Robbie Susan, Program and Education Specialist with Ada County Parks and Waterways. And they're going to unveil that new master plan, as Robbie mentioned, hopefully sometime in the coming months. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.